all excited.
Yeah, Debbie Taylor got us cookies, Debbie.
What?
I'm going to the mailbox immediately.
Today. You have to go today.
Yeah. I am going today. Yay. I love cookies and I love Debbie's cookies. She is an amazing cookieist. So, hey, listen, before I forget, I wanted to remind everybody, I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but remember how there was all the hullabaloo with the 2020 election and all the confusion about what Mike Pence was going to be able to do when it came to the electoral vote count and how it was all this big jumbled mess and like all these theories about what different people could do and what his powers were. And it was just crazy. And that is why we still, to this day, don't have unity on what actually happened with the election. So because of that, there is still some ambiguity and some vagueness around the vice presidential role when it comes to the electoral count. And so there's a group called Presidential Election Project. It's presidentialelectionproject.com. And you can go there and check out what this group is trying to do to reform the Electoral Count Act. Because what's the fear is now that Kamala Harris is vice president is that because there's ambiguity and vagueness around this act, that she could just be like, I'm just going to decide that these electoral votes don't matter, these don't matter, these don't matter. And just, you know, even if Joe Biden loses, decide herself that she's not going to let that happen. And so changes need to be made. Specificity needs to be added to this. And so the people behind this project really want you to learn about it and to spread the word. So if you wouldn't mind, like no strings attached, I promise. Just go to the website, learn about it, share the website with your friends. PresidentialElectionProject.com.
Yeah, because we don't want her in charge of anything. We don't want her in charge doing especially that, because the chick can't handle jack squat.
Right. And that's a big ass job. And we would like that job to be clear. You know what I mean? So just check it out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and then make sure that you guys, if you can't listen to our podcast in the morning, if you can't listen to our deep dive, we do it on Tuesdays, it comes out on Wednesdays, make sure that you're putting that in your pocket, you're saving it for later, that you are subscribed to all of our podcasts and that you are giving it to your friends and telling your friends, especially your liberal ones. Try to convert them. Let's bring them to the dark side.
Right. Or bring them into the light from the darkness.
Right. We will break you.
Okay. So first and foremost, just is like let's get it out of the gate, right? Pelosi's husband getting a DUI. How much fun was that news story?
It was a great news story. People were sending it to me via Facebook Messenger. I'm like, I know. I know. Happy weekend. I know. Yeah.
I know, right?
It was just delicious, but it's not at all surprising, right? It's just not.
No. And now it's like, I read an article today because I thought, well, I wonder if there's any new news about it. And Yahoo News had this headline. Yeah. Here's the headline. It says, excuse me, Nancy Pelosi's husband pushes back hard after DUI arrest. And I'm like, what's he pushing back about? And all it is that he has this spokesperson who's like, well, there's incorrect information in the news, in the press right now about this incident. And so I'm like, oh, I mean, was it a case of mistaken identity? Like, was he not really drunk? What happened? You know, what's the tea? And I look and it's basically like, well, it was after a dinner party, not a concert. As if that matters at all, right? Like, it doesn't matter. He was still drunk.
And curious, what concert was it? Was it like a Neil Diamond concert? What was it? What kind of concert?
No, it wasn't. People were saying that he went to Snoop Dogg.
Oh my God. No, and
I was like,
not.
There's no way. And so
no way.
That was just speculation. And it turns out he was at some fancy hoity-toity dinner party with their friends at a friend's house, I guess. And so that's literally it. That's all that they're pushing back against, because he did drive under the influence. He did crash into another car, and that all really did happen. So, yeah.
What an idiot.
I just want to know if he said, do you know who I am? I want to know that so hard.
I'm sure he pulled that. I'm sure he pulled a Reese Witherspoon and did that. remember when she did that? Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
America's sweetheart. He pulled an America's sweetheart and did that.
That's right. Yeah. God, I forgot about that. That's
yeah.
Right.
He needs to get her PR person. This can all smooth over, and then he can like start a clothing line that's really preppy in Nashville and become really successful again.
Well, sure. And then of course people were dying to see what Nancy Pelosi would say, what her response to this would be. And through her spokesperson, she released a statement saying that she was not going to be releasing a statement because she was in Rhode Island. And so her immediate response was to distance herself from her husband, like to make sure people knew she was not there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought that was yeah. Cool. I don't know him. I don't
right.
Give me a break.
I know. It's just so ridiculous. So ridiculous. I wanted to just tell everybody really quickly that there is a fantastic article. I would never normally point people to this website. Revolver.com has a fantastic piece on it right now called I Listened to 43 Hours of Joe Biden Clips from 1986 to 2018 Looking for His Childhood Stutter. And I read this in its entirety. It is so, like, such a deep dive this guy did into looking specifically for the stutter that Joe Biden's sisters talked about, that Joe Biden himself has talked about, that people use to this day to excuse how demented he sounds all the time right now. And it's utter bullshit. So
it's a lie.
He may have had a stutter as a kid, but it was never, at least by the point that he was in public office, like by 1986, it was no worse than how Obama would sometimes stutter his own. You know how Obama was like, I, you know how he does that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All the time. Yeah.
All the time. It was definitely not even that bad. And so for anybody that tried, and this, whoever wrote this piece was kind of actually hoping to be able to definitively
to find
say,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's the stutter. Here's all these examples. They went through 43 hours of listening to tape of this guy. And they had like three examples of maybe what you could consider an actual stutter. And beyond that, it's just pure dementia. That's it.
Does this surprise you? I mean, this is a guy who plagiarized his way through school.
Right.
So this shouldn't surprise you. I mean, he makes shit up.
Oh my God. Constantly. Yeah. And still. And I'm so glad you said that because the first clip that I have today is of him repeating a lie about how back in the day, the Second Amendment prevented anyone from owning a cannon. He continues to say this. It is a lie. But like, look at it. Here, I'll just play it.
The Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons.
Yeah. You could. You always could. I mean, it's just a flat lie. And Jonathan Turley was on, who was he on with? I can't remember. One of the shows to talk about this very thing and to talk about like, where are we with, you know, gun control legislation. And so he's mad about how Joe Biden keeps saying this. Look at this.
You know, people want to suggest that, you know, you can simply legislate away gun violence. That's not going to happen. There's 400 million weapons in this country, 15 million of which are estimated to be AR-15s. But it also is a fact that when we banned assault weapons that earlier period, there was not an appreciable decrease in gun violence associated with it. So we can have what the president calls a common sense discussion, but we need to be able to deal with it on a factual rather than purely rhetorical way. And it's got to start with the president. Today he repeated a clearly false statement about the history of the Second Amendment. Many of us have repeatedly said that his statement that you could not own a cannon or other weapons when the Second Amendment was ratified is untrue. Even the Washington Post admitted it's untrue. And yet the president keeps on repeating that as a defense for his call for gun control. He's undermining his own case by repeating what is, ironically, disinformation.
But what's the old saying? You repeat a lie enough and then it just becomes a truth, right?
Yeah.
And the Democrats do this quite a bit. Joe Biden starts at the top. And so I don't know, maybe he truly believes that. Maybe he just really thinks that it's true. I don't know, because he's that stupid. So I don't know. I really wonder about him. Yeah.
Yeah,
I really do.
You should. You should absolutely wonder about him. You guys, Father's Day is around the corner. I know everybody was grilling and cooking out and everything this weekend, but Father's Day is coming. And I know Omaha Steaks did like a survey. They commissioned a survey to be done of dads. And like 80% of the dads were like, yeah, like the greatest thing on Father's Day is a great steak. And that is why, if you're looking for a good Father's Day present, you guys, you should order the Dads Want Steaks package from Omaha Steaks. It's 60% off right now, and it comes with like so much deliciousness. We had the bacon wrapped fillets this weekend.
Oh, my husband made those so good.
Oh my God.
So good.
It comes with that. It comes with chicken breasts. It comes with pork chops. It comes with jumbo franks. It comes with steak burgers. And then, even too, you also get 8 extra big Omaha Steak burgers for free when you order this package that is already 60% off. It's the Dads Want Steaks package. All you do is you go to omahasteaks.com, and in the search field, you put chicks, and it'll come up and it'll say chicks on the right. And you're like, yeah, chicks on the right. And you click on it, it comes up with the Dads Want Steaks package, and you'll get this deal. So do it, because what is it? June 19th, I think, is Father's Day. Like, it's around the corner.
It is. It's June 19th. And I got to tell you, the pork chops have become my favorite. I don't know why. I'm like on a pork chop like kick. And they are usually pork chops are like very sad and pathetic, you know, but the Omaha Steaks ones are to die for. They're so thick and juicy. And oh God, I'm just like drooling thinking about it. They're so, so good, you guys. So you definitely have to check that out. And then also check out our socials, all of our socials at Chicks on Right. You can find us everywhere and all the places, and even places that we shouldn't be, like TikTok. We are there. So make sure that you are checking us out in all of the places, like Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Rumble and I don't know, in all of the places, everywhere at Chicks on Right. So do that.
Do it. Speaking of Biden, we have to play, because he's been lying his way through a bunch of commencement speeches, also telling stories that are just completely untrue. He's getting called out for it all over the place.
That he was like valedictorian of every college ever.
Right.
Is that what he's, yeah, probably.
Basically. He's got degrees from everywhere. It's like beyond parody at this point. But he did the creepy whisper thing again when I think he was talking, was he talking about West Point? I forget who he was talking to. But he did the creepy whisper thing, and so I just wanted to play it. Look at this.
You've all got so much to be proud of. You really do. By the way, once you're commissioned, remember, I'm your commander-in-chief. So don't ask me too tough a question, okay?
Why does he do that?
Wait, what was the last thing he said? Don't ask me too tough a question? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're dumb? Like, what? That is
because I don't even, it doesn't make sense. Nothing he says makes sense.
Never. Like, what is that? What does that even mean? I'm your commander in chief. Okay. I think we know that because we're West Point grads. We know. We understand who the commander in chief is, you idiot. God. Oh my God.
He probably needs to go to which city was it in California? Was it San Francisco that just banned the word chief? Like, what's he going to do?
Right. Oh, my God.
He needs to report this to them immediately and say he is commander. So what will they call him? Commander in?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Just don't go.
Commander, dude.
I don't know what they're going to replace it with. It's all so dumb, for real. God, why does he do that? Why does he I can't believe nobody has pulled him aside and said, listen, you look like a creepster when you do that, when you lean in and you whisper and you want to smell the microphone.
It's just so stop gross. It. Please stop. For everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we also have a clip from Britt Hume, who, by the way, I love it when Britt Hume is on with Brett Baer, because when they're hey, Britt. Hey, Brett. And
hey,
they're
Brett.
It just cracks me up every time. And it also cracks me up, like, how droopy dog Britt Hume is. Like, he's so droopy dog.
He's droopy and salty, and I just love him. I do. I love him. He's one of my favorites. He's just a... And then I always think about the time... I always think about the time that they found porn on his computer. Do you remember?
No!
Don't you remember? They found, it wasn't porn. It was, like, some site... Maybe it wasn't porn. It was, like, that site, like, hotandbustybabes.com. Don't you remember... It was him. It was like a big story. It was like on Twitter everywhere. Don't you remember they found it on his computer?
I must have blocked that out.
It was years ago. I remember we talked about it on a radio show, and it was like this massive story. And I'm like, you know what? That makes him human. Like, they found like hot, like all the left-wing sites were like going after him because it was like apparently they found like hot busty babes or some sort of like women with boobs site on his computer or whatever. And it was like this ridiculous news story, and I was like, you know, if it's true, then it's whatever. Like, somebody saw it, like, peered over somebody. I don't know, I can't remember the story, but I just remember it was like a big, huge story about Britt Hume and how they were like, he was some sort of bookmarked site on his computer was something about women with boobs. And I'm like, okay, so he's a street dude. So, you know, I just, I will always, and every time I see him, I just think about that because I'm like, ha! he's an actual, you know, he's like a normal dude. Okay. All right. So he's a heartbeat. Okay.
Well, yeah. He is talking about what's going to happen next in Congress with respect to this whole gun thing, like all the gun hullabaloo. So here is a little bit on that from Britt.
It's not at all clear to me that he has much influence with those people. It's not at all clear to me that he has that much influence with the members of the Senate on his own party. He'll take anything. I think that's the situation where we are. And it's been a while since anything's been done. Look, there's obviously the will here to do something. But the question, as always on this issue, is what exactly? And you hear many cries for do something. Well, what? There are not that many things that are constitutionally acceptable and politically possible to do. And if you look at these remedies that are being proposed, it's well to ask this question. Would this remedy, would this action have prevented this hideous massacre in Texas? And if the answer is no, as it has been so many times in the past, I think it's going to be hard to get things passed.
Britt Hume, great.
So that's where that is. So, yeah, we're at a standstill once again.
Yeah. And actually, you know, and here, and I have to correct it. It was Britt Hume was caught looking at a sexy vixen vinyl website. That's what it was. And it was back
vinyl?
In 2012. Yeah, it was sexy. It was a screenshot that he had on his website. I'm sorry. It was back in 2012.
Is that the name of a band? Is that like a record? I don't understand.
No, it was like a woman. It was like a screenshot. And it was some sort of like an everybody HuffPo and all these other people were like, coming after him because he had some sort of a screenshot or something, and they were like, he's a naughty, naughty boy. And actually WIBC, our old radio station, did a whole write-up on it. They
oh
were like
gosh.
Our friend, I think Brian Baker, did a whole write-up on it, and he was like, he wrote 76 year old Britt Hume is a naughty, naughty boy. He did a whole write-up on it. And it was like, because he had a screenshot of Britt, or it was he, like, I guess Britt Hume had a screenshot of some chick that was like busty or whatever. And everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe he had this person on his, you know, because it's Britt Hume. You know, so it just shows that he is a red-blooded.
It just shows that droopy dogs like boobs too.
Right.
That. Droopy dogs like them too.
Right. Exactly.
Well, even though Biden may be, you know, a little bit hamstrung when it comes to doing anything, it requires obviously Congress to do something, whatever they're going to do, whether it's harden schools, which would be a great idea, or whether they get all gun grabby remains to be seen. But we do know that Justin Trudeau has seized upon this moment to leap into action and become the dictator that he's always wanted to be. Here he is.
ago, our government banned 1,500 models of assault-style weapons, including the Ruger Mini-14 used at Polytechnique and the AR-15. We also expanded background checks to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. We did it because it was what responsible leadership required us to do. And now, as we see gun violence continue to rise, it is our duty to keep taking action. So today, we're moving forward. We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns.
And then on top of that,
all the mass people, all the mass, they're all like, oh yeah, it's the greatest thing ever. Look at our mass. Oh my God.
Well, and then this fall, the write-up that I read about this, it said, and it cracked me up the way that they phrased this. They said, in addition to what he just said, which is an outright ban on further movement, essentially, of guns, but it doesn't answer that question. Well, what happens if you own guns, right? And you're in Canada.
So the article said
that they are going to be offering, that's the key word, they're going to be offering a mandatory gun buyback this fall. Explain that phrasing to me.
What does that even mean? Offering and then mandatory. Offering, right. Mandatory.
Right.
What? I'm sorry, what? Like, that's, okay. So, like, it's, okay.
I know.
It's like democracy dictatorship. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense.
But that's what they're doing in Canada. And so, and you know, of course, there's going to be all the liberal whack jobs here in the United States that are like, see, that's what a leader looks like. Well, that's a place where they don't have the Second Amendment. And we do. And there's no getting around that.
Yeah, and exactly. Well, you're right. There are going to be a lot of people who say that. And even Trudeau himself. He's basically like, neener, this is what leadership looks like. And he is saying it. So he's like, he's saying, you should be doing this. Look at me, I'm doing it, you should be doing it. Yeah. You know, look at all my masked lemmings behind me. Why aren't you doing what I'm doing? God, I mean, he's such a pansy, that guy.
I know, he's just awful.
Cannot with awful. Him. Ugh.
We just remind everybody about GenuCell. And the reason that I'm saying that specifically this morning is because I needed all of it for my under eye area this morning.
As did
literally
I.
Literally all of it. And you guys, their immediate effects, which is exactly what you use for the under eye area, is included in their most popular package, which is super on sale right now. So if you go to GenuCell.com/chicks, you can get up to 60% off of their skincare package. That most popular package, again, includes the under eye stuff. It includes the ultra retinol, which is amazing. And if you join the rewards program, it's 10% off your whole order. Plus, they send you a sample gift set. So it's really a good time to check them out. GenuCell.com/chicks. What is in your sack of whack?
Okay. It's so gross. It's just so gross.
What?
It's gross, but it's also just, it's disturbing. It's perplexing. It's just everything rolled up into one. When I saw this, I was like, why did I even go to school? Why did I go to undergraduate and graduate school and like even bother? I mean, I'm not as pretty as this woman, right? I mean, she's really pretty, but still, like I look at this and I think this is insane. She's selling, okay, she used to sell her farts online, this woman, okay? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she did. This woman right here, her name is Steph Maddow. She's from Connecticut. She used to sell her farts. She's retired from that now, because she wound up in the hospital because she had to, she says her in the hospital, okay? She wound up in the hospital because she had to eat a steady diet that would like have her creating enough flatulence in her body to make jars of farts to sell to people. I know, what am I even saying to you right now? I know, it's whack, right? It's whack. But here's her holding a jar of a fart, I guess. This is what she would do. She would sell it.
That jar did not look empty.
No, I don't know what's in. I'm not even sure what's in the jar. I don't even know. I don't know if there's like some sort of a thing in there where it like holds on to the smell or something. I don't know. But she, so she had to retire from selling her farts, right? But she would make thousands of dollars. Like she would charge up, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of dollars for these jars. And people, like men would buy this. This is the thing that's so disturbing to me is that men would buy it. Lots and lots of money. She made tons of money from this, Mock, okay? So anyways, she had to retire from the fart selling. And now she's selling her boob sweat. So the self-proclaimed fartrepreneur who was living off a diet of beans and eggs, okay, is she retired from that. And now she's 31 years old. Now she was selling her these jars for $1,000 a pop. And people were buying.
Oh my God. Like,
buying like tons. I mean, she was making a fortune. And now she's going to sell these bottles. She's filling 10 bottles of sweat jars a day, $500 a pop.
Proving that that is where, I mean, how is she filling that many jars just with sweat? That doesn't even make sense.
I think she's just like working out and doing stuff. I'm not really sure. But she, sauna and like working out and doing a bunch of stuff that makes her sweat. This is what she's doing. She goes, I'm just grossed out by all of this. She's like, I am the Elon Musk of body byproducts. That's what she calls herself.
Well, I guess so, she's not wrong, right? I mean, she's made a living off of this. Oh my God.
This is our world. She goes, I try to drink a lot of water and I sit in the sun as much as I can. I like to call myself the human maple tree and the boob sweat my sap. I sit there and collect the sap the same way a maple tree does. It's just, okay. Oh so yeah, God. she's a human maple tree, you guys. She's a human maple tree. That's her. So anyway, this is what people are doing. She's not the only one. There's like a bunch of these women who are doing this kind of stuff online and they're making money by selling their boob sweat and their farts and jars.
Like what? So, I mean, at some point somebody asked them for it and that got them to thinking, right? Like this is, maybe I could do this as a career.
This is our world.
I don't actually fault her nearly as much as I fault the people who have given her business, because what the hell is wrong with those people?
$500 for a jar of this, $1,000 for a jar of the other nonsense. Think about that. People are writing checks for this and giving these people money for this.
I cannot understand this at all.
So that is your whack for the day.
That is whack. That is freaking whack.
Oh my goodness. All right. Everybody have big plans today?
No, I'm going to go get me some cookies. I know that.
I know. You got to get some cookies. Mine are like half gone. Everybody mauled them this weekend because it was, you know, I had them when company was here and all my kids were like, nah, 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 nah. They were not. Oh my God, they're so good. They're the best. Oh my God. Debbie makes the best cookies. They're so good. So thank you for those, Debbie. And I'm going to probably finish them off today. So that's good. And then we're doing a podcast today. It'll come out tomorrow. So you guys can, you know, patiently await that and then make sure you subscribe and put that in your pocket. And we hope everybody has a fantastic Tuesday today.
Yay. Yeah.
Back to work. And we will, we got to bring it in. Oh my God.
Yeah, Cash has been waiting.
We got to bring it in. He doesn't care. Now he's ambivalent.
He doesn't care.
Now he's just like, whatever. Yeah. Everybody bring it in. Everybody have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Democrats are angry. Hunter Biden's laptop is still under scrutiny. Yes, it is. And the left is hoping to legalize abortions nationwide. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear all the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.